Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. Josh, Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us that we are saved by grace through faith and not because of our works. Yet many Christians still feel tempted to add works to their salvation. Can you tell us why that might be?
Well, Ephesians 2 is probably my favorite passage in all the Bible. And if you ask me that again next week, it may change. But right now, today, that's my favorite passage. And it teaches us that we're saved by grace, which means we're saved by a gift from God. And that's from start to finish. It's all of grace. Every last drop of it is of grace. That passage says we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were walking through the course of the power of the air. I mean, it just goes on. It tells us how bad we were, how dead we were, how awful we were. And then it says, but God, two of the best words in the whole Bible, but God, He then shows us, bestows upon us, overflows us with grace, with the gifts of salvation, with forgiveness, you just go on and on and on with all that He's given us. It's all by grace. We deserve none of it. We work to get none of it. It's not a reward. It's not an award that we receive. Salvation is a gift. And all we have to do is reach up our hands like somebody giving you a present and reach up our hands and receive that gift by faith. What a great passage. I mean, I want to read the whole thing and preach it on Sunday. I love that passage. But many miss it because people love to add works to it. That's just the history of mankind. Loves to think that we can obtain, that we can gain, that we can do it ourselves. My kids do that. Did that at a young age, very early on. They wanted to be independent. I would try to do things for them as they were little bitty babies, and they'd look at me and say, "Do it self. I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself." And it's so you have some false religions out there that's doing all of it themselves, working as hard as they can to obtain some sort of righteousness on their own. You have other false religions that are doing 25%, or some false religions are 51%. I'll do 51% good. That'll give me a righteousness before God, and I'll be okay. And then there's other true religions that'll do it falsely. I'm not talking about Islam or Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm talking about true Christians that try to add a little bit of their own work to salvation. I know that Catholics will add works to their salvation, but I'm talking about people that we would know on a daily basis that do their best to try to add a little bit to it. And maybe, you know, their own, I did it myself, God didn't do it all, I work with God, a lot of that stuff. And they're just trying to take a little bit of the glory away from God. It was me, I worked up the faith to believe, I'm smarter, I know better. It's all trying to take a little bit of glory away from God and His gracious gift of salvation to us. And why do we do that? I think we all got a tendency to do that. I'm not saying I don't. Why do we do that? Charles Spurgeon said this. I wrote this quote down earlier today and saw it on Twitter. It says, the self-righteous spirit within us is where we all want to look for ourselves to salvation. All of us have that. It's pride. It's look what I did. Let's look at who I am. But grace crushes self-righteousness. It says it has nothing to do with who you are. It has nothing to do with what you can do. Or it has nothing to do with you at all. It has everything to do with God. And I'll give you one example and I'll stop this question. But Jonah was in the belly of the whale. And he was there for 3 days. And he was in rebellion, on the run. It's a picture of death where he was in the belly of the whale. You tell me, is there any work he could do to get out of that whale? Could he have pinched the tongue, clawed the belly? I mean, is there any way he could have got out of there on his own? No, none. But he fought and he fought and he rebelled and he rebelled. And ultimately, he had to come to the end of himself and realize, I can't get out of this on my own. I must turn to God. Which is one of the great verses of the Bible. When he decides and understands, I can't do this on my own, he says, salvation is of the Lord. And that's where we all have to get. It ain't me, it ain't you, salvation is of the Lord.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.